T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dave Lee here in the morning news. Heavy rain scattered around the metro. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning features Jill Schlesinger. Jill, you see her on CBS television all the time. She is the senior business analyst and very busy there. Jill, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Did you have a, very well, thanks. Did you have a chance to celebrate July 4th, or how did you handle that?
I put my flag up. Does that count?
It counts, yeah. I saw that they had a special from
more.
New York City.
Took a swim in the ocean.
No kidding.
That feels like a thing to do for, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that was excellent.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you about COVID-19 and the financial markets, because they are intertwined, as you wrote about this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is really interesting now how we're basically, if you talk to economists or you talk to even just, sort of general market watchers, what they're saying is path of the virus is the path of the economy. I noticed this, that Goldman Sachs out this morning with a report, or actually, so it was late last week, that they basically have now tried to link that if you use a facial covering, it could actually improve the growth rate in the United States. Isn't it amazing to you to imagine this is what they're doing, right? So they basically said that if you wear a mask, according to Goldman, all right, is that it will essentially allow the economy, if everyone in the country did this, to recover faster. That the gross domestic product will be higher if we wear masks.
Well, I'm all for masks all of a sudden.
Right? Doesn't that all of a sudden, if someone said to you, okay, either we're going to be fully recovered in, let's call it 18 months, or could be 12 months if we all wear masks, I'm all in that everyone's wearing a mask, and maybe two. If one is good, maybe two is better. So, I mean, it's just amazing. This is the chief economist at Goldman Sachs. His name is Jan Hatzius. This is what he's doing. He basically, I have charts here that will show you mask wearing versus non-mask wearing and how it relates to growth. That's amazing to me. That's what they're doing right now.
As a fashion icon, which you are, face covering. Do you have a fashionable face covering?
I have so many face coverings at this point. I must take a photo of my, I'll send it to you, because we got some New York Islander masks.
Oh, no kidding. Which logo do you have? Do you have that real nice black and white logo with the hockey stick?
I got like kind of it's gray, white, blue, basically. Those are the different. Anyway, I'll send it to you. But, I mean, obviously, here we are. We're talking about masks. We're talking about this. We're talking about that. And I know that the data are indicative of an economy in recovery. I think that what really is spooking a lot of people, and this just may be you in your own life, but just in general, is, well, okay, that's the economy and my life, and but why are markets going up and what's happening? And so a lot of this is a lot of things mushed together. So the economy definitely bottomed out, at least in this moment, probably in April. and job creation started up. The economy started opening up May and June. But that jobs report that we had last week, it only took us through the second week of June. It does not account for this big uptick in cases in the South and in the West. So I think that what we have to do is be cautiously optimistic, but know that many of these measures that are in place, whether it's masking or physical distancing or taking your time before you kind of go back into your full routine, may actually be better for the economy.
Should I be tracking my cash flow given the circumstances now? Will all help me? I mean, obviously it would be good anytime, but particularly now if I haven't done it, would it make a lot of sense so I get into that mode?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. When I give this advice and times are good, I know that all of you kind of roll your eyes. I see it. Even though it's radio, I see it. Just know that I see that and it hurts me. But now we have this experience that we've just gone through that is so intense. And in the heat of all of that anxiety and fear, the number one piece of advice I kept saying to people is figure out how much money's coming in and how much is going out. Now, when I give that advice on January 2nd, nobody really, yeah, of course I should do that. Yep, I should eat less and exercise more. Then all of a sudden something bad happens and you eat less and exercise more. You're like, oh, I get a heart scare, I get something. And then you sort of find religion. So too with this financial pandemic. You know, there's no way to sugarcoat it, and that is that a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are going to be out of work again. There are people who are going to suffer permanent job loss. The most important thing you can do is to track the money coming in and out, and then you can create a game plan from there.
Is there a great way to do that? Will your bank have an app for something like that, or do you go to Mint or what?
You know what? Every single bank now has these tracking apps. You also can do the plain old Mint or Clarity Money or whatever. Honest to God, if you had a yellow legal pad, remember those, Dave? You and I remember those. And you wrote down what came in and what went out. I do write down. I'm sitting here just with a spiral binder that I had floating around my house, was just waiting for me. And here is my to-do list. So if you want to use your spiral binder that you used in algebra or calculus whenever you were in high school, fine with me. Write down what you spend money on, and just know what another lesson learned from the pandemic is: there is exactly one essential item at the top of your list, and that's food. Everything else is negotiable. Everything.
Hey, will you carbon copy that notebook for me?
First, I'm going to take a picture of me with my mask on. That's number one.
Sure.
And I might have to put on, I don't know if I have a CCO hat. I'm going to have to find another hat. But anyway, I'll wear a nice hat. I'll wear a CBS hat that matches my mask, and you will see it. And go to the website, because I have a lot more explanation about what's going on in the economy. I don't want to spook people. I just want us to be cautiously optimistic, you know, but the cautious is first. And the way that you can become optimistic is to kind of look to the bad stuff that could happen, plan for it, and then you can put it away on a shelf. You don't have to freak out and keep, you know, over in your mind over and over again, go over that. You know, I took care of that, or I did my will. Oh, great. I told my mom to put her power of attorney and her healthcare proxy and tape it to the front door in case someone came in and needed to find us. You know, these are things that you can do.
Bungee cord economy. Will your finances snap back? That's JillOnMoney.com. This week. Okay, well, I look forward to that photograph.
Maybe I'll do that. Let me put that T-shirt on.
All right. Well, have a great week. I look forward to seeing you on CBS.
Tomorrow morning.
She is Jill Schlesinger here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. You can catch her pretty much every day on CBS and, of course, right here on the radio, and then also at JillOnMoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.